It's raining money over some of these animal shelters, thanks to Betty White.
Thanks to Betty White.
Betty White, according to this anyway, Betty left the majority of her wealth to animal shelters. She was, and everybody knew it, she was a huge animal lover. And not just dogs and cats, but Betty White loved all animals.
Yes, she did.
So they're saying, and she was worth estimations around $75 million, maybe more.
Wow.
And she had a lot of stepkids. But her husband passed away back in the 80s, and these are stepkids, so like Nancy and I were talking, this would thoroughly depend on your relationship. I mean, if you guys were close, yeah, you could see her leaving some money to them.
And these aren't kids. These are grandmas and grandpas now, because they're in
by
their
now,
70s.
Yeah. So, and...
I mean, if she hasn't been around them since the 80s, I mean, if they didn't have a close
kids.
Relationship, they're not
yeah.
her kids.
Woo. So, okay, who left what to Critters? What's the story?
My aunt left her chicken bone collection to her dog.
What?
It was extremely awkward. She had them sitting on the top of her fireplace mantle.
Why did she have these?
That's still up in the air as to fully why. Some of them, like some of her chickens, passed away, so she would bury them, but she would take some bones out of them first.
Okay.
And she kept them as a collection.
I have it. I know what's going on here. She's a serial chicken killer. And these are her mementos.
I'm sure the dog was happy.
Well, dog can't eat them.
Why not?
Gets caught in their throat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Heard that.
She's trying to kill the dog. Oh, boy. Plot thickens.